sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, you have talked about the God's eternal plan for last several months and weeks. We've been talking about the rule of Jesus Christ at the end of the Armageddon at Jerusalem. He's sitting on the throne and being the king of the universe. He's the king of the universe in the sense that God has appointed him as the Son of God, who will come and finally rule the world according to the prophecies. Now, in the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 8, we read this at the time of the lecture of this particular event. It says, on that day, living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half to the eastern sea and half to the western sea, in summer and in winter. Verse 9, the Lord will be king over the whole earth. On that day there will be one Lord, and his name the only name. That name is, as we know, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we talked about the battle of Armageddon and the end, as the whole world, the nations came against Israel. They have been destroyed by the word power of Jesus Christ, the scripture, the word he spoke to them. Their flesh will rot while they're still standing on their feet. Verse 12, Zechariah chapter 14, the second part of the verse 12. Their flesh will rot while they are still standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongue will rot in their mouth. On that day, men will be stricken by the Lord with a great panic. Each man will seize the hand of the other, and they will attack each other. Now, this happened already. We discussed this. This, as I am saying, this happened, which means in our lecture it happened, and in the scripture it is happened. In God's eternal plan it's already happened, but it will physically will happen after in the future. Now, at the end of the 7-year tribulation, the Jews will be asked to or demanded to be worshipping the idol of the Antichrist, and the good Jewish people who waited for the coming of the real Messiah, but at the time they also have been mistakenly accepted this false Messiah, who was the beast or the Antichrist and his false prophet. They performed miracles and wonders in front of them, and they make them to believe. They make the whole world believe that they are the real Messiah who were about to come. Now, the Satan know that Jesus Christ will return as a Messiah who will save the whole world as the ruler of the world by taking Satan and put him in the bottomless pit. Now, last time we read that Satan was put in the bottomless pit in the book of Revelation, and after that Jesus took over the rule of the earth. Now, when we continue to talk about the rule of Jesus Christ in the earth, we must read Isaiah chapter 11, where in the Isaiah chapter 11, where it says Jesus is sitting on and ruling from the prophetical part described here. It says, the branch from Jesse. Jesse is the grandfather of Jesus, great, great, great grandfather, and the father of King David. As a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots a branch will bear fruit. A stump means a bottom part of a tree or a shrub or a plant which was have been cut, and they have been staying under or right on the ground level or below the ground level. And in this case, we know that Jesse's family has not been destroyed. We are talking about the Jesse whose family, who was still in living, and their descendants must be still there, definitely in the world. And Jesus came through the Jesse's family, from David's descendants, Joseph, who was espoused to marry Mary, who was also the descendant of David, and they were marrying. And before that, we have talked about all those from the book of the Gospel of Luke, Matthew. They describe the birth of Jesus, how their parents came together. Now, Joseph was one of the great descendants, great grandson of David. Now, also we see that Mary was also a descendant of David. Now, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. Now, this is what the Lord God Almighty said. God's Spirit, which is God Himself, will reside on Son Jesus Christ. Now, we see in the New Testament that the Lord Jesus said that me and my Father are one, which means it's a spirit unity. God Father is a spirit, and when Christ Jesus took the incarnation as a human, He received the body, and God, Spirit of God, God Himself, and the Holy Spirit reside on Christ Jesus. And it says in here, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And He will delight in the fear of the Lord. See here, Christ Jesus, as an obedient servant of God, now He is like, He is the Son, He is the King of the world. He will not judge by what He sees with His eyes or decide by what He hears with His ears, but with righteousness He will judge the needy. With justice He will give decision for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of His mouth, with the breath of His lips He will slay the wicked. See, God Jesus is the God Himself. His word has the power. He will speak the word and it will happen. Amen. Now He will rule the world with righteousness and justice. People poor and they did not get the righteous justice, and those people who live at the time, they will receive the justice. Righteousness will be His belt, and faithfulness the sash around His waist. It's a symbolical language of saying He will be wearing a belt of righteousness, which means He will use the righteousness as the strength around the belt which He wearing the garment, and the sash around His waist, which is faithfulness. See, this is what God will do, Jesus will do. He will rule with righteousness and in faithfulness. The wolf will live, and then this will happen to the humanity and the animal kingdom who live in the earth in the 1,000 years. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. Can you ever see that can happen in the present time? No, definitely not. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. Amen. So the cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. This is what happened in the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, nor the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. See, world will become totally under the influence of Jesus Christ and His wisdom, and God will fill the wisdom of God with Christ in the whole earth, and everybody will be peace and joy and happy. Now, before this, we know the devil, the Lucifer, was being taken by an angel, and he was shut down in the bottomless pit. So he will not cheat the nations anymore. So it is the influence of devil, which happened to be because of the sin of Adam and Eve, that he took over the world and Adamic generation, human beings, and he put enmity, anger, hatred, frustration, and poisonous behavior, and the poison and the serpents and snakes, lion, tiger, and all those will become vicious and wild. But it was not the case before the sin. Everybody lived in harmony in the Garden of Eden and in the earth itself. Now we will have to go back to that place where we had peace and joy. This is only can be happen when the Lord Jesus Christ take over the kingdom of the earth and also put the Satan away for 1,000 years. Now the destiny of Satan after the 1,000 years, we will go back, come back and discuss that from the book of Revelation again. Now in the book of Isaiah 11, we read all the way to verse 9. The next verse says, "In that day the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the people. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. In that day the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, from Lower Egypt, Upper Egypt, from Cush, from Elam, from Babylonia, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea." See, now Cush is Ethiopia and Sudan together being the big Cushite kingdom after Noah. You know, Cush is Noah's grandson, and he had this empire of Cushite empire in the ancient of time. Now, Elam is Persia. The old name for Persia was Elam. Today, Persia is Iran. Babylonia, we know, which is Iraq. And Hamath is the southern part of Syria. So these are the nations that Egypt also was mentioned here, Upper Egypt and Lower Egypt. Assyria, basically, it's also the upper part of, northern part of Iraq. Now, these are the major nations existed those days that the children of Israel got dispersed from the enemy's attack and exploitation. They have been exiled to many nations of the world. Now, these countries were the major countries at the time represented, so that their names are given here. Now, there are other nations after that, that in the time of Rome, that Israel has been dispersed throughout the whole world, that we know already. So what will happen when Lord Jesus will sat on the throne? He will make a final reach out, which means even after the first time he reached out, that the nations were able to return, the Israel was able to return to their country, that some of them still hasn't returned. There are many, many Jewish people who lives around the world, and they live with their businesses or jobs or their families established, and they are living in many parts of the countries of the world, but God will bring them back again. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 24 also, it says that he will send his angels. We are here, the measuring, the angel referred here in Matthew 24 verse 31 is actually the agents of God, or it could be the angelic host who will send with a trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from the one end of the heavens to the other. Here it's referring to like a very poetical language. It says the four winds from one end of the heavens to the other. See, these are very difficult informations that a human, like even a scientist, can understand the width and the area-wise of the earth itself. It's a humongous in the presence of God. God only knows how he controlled the winds and the waves in the ocean and all the winds on the earth. And all these are mysterious mysteries of the science that God himself is able to tell us, that in the four winds from the end of the heavens to the other. Now, the Jewish nation, the children of Jews, every single one will be brought back to Israel. At the time Jesus says sit on the throne, he will bring them all. Amen. So Matthew talks about that Jesus told Matthew's gospel. Matthew's written it because it was told to the apostles, the 12 disciples of Jesus, that when they were sitting on the Mount Olive, amen, after they visited the temple, the old temple, that the one which was destroyed by the Roman, attack or defeated between Jews and Romans at the war, they have been destroyed. Now, they were talking about that temple and then about the end of the times. And then Jesus told them these things. The temples will be destroyed. But it happened that Jesus did not want that to happen. But that's what happened between the Romans and the Jews. War took place. Now, Isaiah continues to speak about the chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 12, he will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. That's what we just read. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah from the four quarters of the earth. Ephraim's jealousy will vanish and Judah's enemies will be cut off. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, nor Judah hostile toward Ephraim. You know, at the time these kingdoms were in existed, the northern kingdom of Ephraim was the head of the northern kingdom of Samaria. Ephraim, that Samaria was the capital, and Ephraim was the top powerful tribe of the northern kingdom, and Judah and Benjamin was the southern kingdom, and Judah was powerful, and Ephraim was powerful as well. So they had issues between and times, and they decided to attack each other, and there was time they did attack each other. And they will swoop down on the slopes of Philistia to the west. Together they will plunder the people of the east. They will lay hands on Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites will be subject to them. The Lord will dry up the gulf of the Egyptian sea with a scouring wind. He will sweep his hand over the Euphrates River. He will break it up into seven streams so that men can cross over with sandals. There will be a highway for the remnant of his people that is left from Assyria, as there was for Israel when they came up from Egypt. See, the people who still live in Assyria, Assyria word is still referred to the northern Iraq. And it was a big kingdom, big powerful nation and an empire. So a lot of Israelites, the northern kingdom was enslaved by them. And, the Assyrian emperor in BC 21 and 22, they have taken them and exiled them, to these nations of North Iraq and also the nearby countries along with Iraq in possession. So they were supposed to come back. All the Jewish nation will be returning to Israel. Then there will be the song of praise. Song of praise. I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away. You know, God was angry to them one time because of their sins, and they were exiled by the enemies. God told them in the beginning, we know it, if you read in Deuteronomy, the covenants and the laws and the rules God made with Israel is that if you don't obey my commandments, and if you go ahead and worship the other gods and goddesses and idols, you will be taken out of this country, your own nation, your own land, which I gave it to you. And they did exactly how they wanted to do it, and then God had punished them. So now God is returning them back. God will bring them back to their country, right, that no one will be lost. Now, the rest of the part of the prophecy concerning this subject is written in different parts in the scripture. In Isaiah chapter 49, if we go there in the chapter 49, praise God, there is a restoration part of the Israel is written here. It says in the verse 8 onwards, this is what the Lord says, in the time of my favor I will answer you, and in the day of salvation I will help you. I will keep you, and I will make you to be a covenant of the people. restore the land and to reassign it. Desolate inheritance. See, the desolate inheritance, God will revive this nation, the land and the people. And it will be given to as an inheritance to the Israel. To say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. They will feed beside the road and find pasture on every barren hill. They will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will the desert heat or the sun beat upon them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. I will turn my mountain into roads. You see, great changes, big things will happen in Jerusalem, in the country of Israel. Now, in the chapter 51 of Isaiah, Isaiah speaks everlasting salvation for Zion. Let me tell you, this great prophet Isaiah, he had many prophecies. God spoke through him long the time, many, many years, his whole lifetime, that when he started prophesying, everything will happen to the world and to the nations and also to Israel. And the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, his virgin birth, his suffering as a savior, and as he is going to the cross, is written in chapter 53 of Isaiah, and then his ministry written in 49 and 61, and mainly how when he comes the Messiah will minister. Now, how do a Jewish person identify who is Messiah? Well, you will identify a person by his work. Even Jesus himself said, if you don't believe in me, as I am from the heaven, from the Son of God, I am the Son of God. If you don't believe in me, you check my work. You check my work. You check the Torah, check the prophecies, that what will the Messiah do when he comes? If the Messiah comes, he comes as a human. He will take birth in the human form. And that is what it is written about the Messiah. And Christ Jesus himself, he comes as the Messiah. And it is written about him that how he should be coming and how he should be working. Now, the Messiah will come as the virgin's son. He is not the son of a man, but he was the son of a woman. In the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, the first prophecy about coming of Messiah, it says the woman's child. The woman's child will come and he will crush the serpent's head. The serpent is Lucifer, or the snake, or he was called as the great serpent from ancient of time, who challenged God and his authority. And same person is called as the serpent. He is a snake. Now, Lucifer used a snake to speak to communicate to Eve. Now, we are not talking about that snake who was communicating. We are talking about the great serpent, Satan, the Lucifer himself. So, it was the woman's child. Jesus Christ is born in Bethlehem as prophetically as the son of David. Bethlehem of Ephrathah, you are smaller than all the clans of Judea, but the ones who rule the Israel, the nation, will come out of you. That was prophesied in Micah 5, chapter 5th chapter, verse 2. Now, where is all these prophecies gone? Why people do not search them? Now, the scholars, the Pharisees, scribes, and the elders of Israel, the Sanhedrin, the 70-member government of Judaic laws and rules, the one who rules the Judaic leadership, the church, the Judaic nation, under the Rome, they did not recognize these prophets. They did not search the coming of Messiah. Where is he coming from? Which tribe is he born? They were supposed to know all this. They are supposed to know that the Messiah will do such and such ministries, healing the sick, cast out the demons, and all those things supposed to be done by only Messiah. No one in the or be born before him has never ever done any of those wonders and miracles. Only God. If God is not with him, how did he do it? Amen. So we will stop at this point and we'll come back to the next time, to the remaining. May the Lord richly bless you. I will be back.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
When I want to run away, ashamed of mistakes I've made, I try to hide my face from your sight. That's when you call my name and wrap me within your grace, hidden in your embrace. I lift my eyes. You love me as I am, not as I should be, with a love that conquers shame. Jesus, you are saving me. Followed me there to prove you'll never leave. No matter the damage done or how far I try to run, when I lose my way, you come to carry me.